example, Anna Anthropy, page 33, for more on Twine, have made it possible for those without a degree in computer science to approach game design as a form of creative expression. This has helped give rise to a thriving scene of independent game development next to the Tolkien-esque fantasy epics and chart-topping military-themed shooters of the dominant publishers. The indie scene of today is perhaps best described as an experimental greenhouse feeding off the audience of the established industry while providing fresh talent and new ideas. Recently, a new generation of independent video game designers have begun to explore how games can be used for social and political activism and commentary. Topics such as sexism, race, politics, and class injustice are today being grappled with to an extent that has previously been absent from the forum. For example, Anna Anthropy, see page 33, recounts her experiences of hormone replacement therapy in Dysphoria. In Cart Life, Richard Hoffmeyer examines the relentless churning of Western capitalism through the lives and actions of American street vendors. In Depression Quest, Zoe Quinn, see page 85, attempts to immerse the player in her own experiences of clinical depression. These three examples are all in some way autobiographical.